wake up, baby. Come on now. You can't be out for too long. I got her off your little pee-pee. She's not attacking you anymore. Mommy? Mommy, what happened? Why can't I feel my pee-pee? Did she eat it, Mommy? I'm scared. Aw, now, little one, there's no reason to be frightened. The bad lady is gone. I put her away in that room. You point to the strange room with a locked door and a small cubicle attached to it. I look through the recording of last night and my, my. I don't think you remember much of all of what she did to you. But that's probably for the better, little man. Though as soon as I left, she began her relentless milking. You were conscious for the first two cum shots, but then you passed out. But she didn't let up, did she? Instead of making you come, she brought you to the edge over and over again. And when you couldn't bear her pleasure, you would wake up suddenly to find her mouth wrapped very firmly around your shaft. And only when you were conscious did she start sucking you properly. Only to have you come inside her mouth and pass out for the cycle to continue. You got milked 8 different times, and I think your balls were pretty empty. But boy, she must have really loved your milk, because when I told her she had to let go of you this morning, she disobeyed me for the first time since I've had her around. Her lips were sealed around your poor, spent little member, and she didn't let up. She kept lapping at your head and kept sucking. I had to drug her to let your little cock go free. And by gosh, I've never seen a redder little cock in my life. She's in that room over there. But we'll get to that later. I'll be back, dearie. You stay right there. Not that you can move anyways. You look down to see some bruising where you were strained to the milking table, and you can see your limp little member a little redder than usual. After a few minutes, you see your mommy walking back with another woman behind her. Mommy's face is downcast, and her face is a mixture of sadness and excitement. You look at the other gorgeous woman walking towards you, long, flowing brunette with an amazing pair of breasts bursting out of her low-cut shirt. Well, baby, we've run into a little bother. This is Aunt Nat. She's one of those naughty mommies I was telling you about yesterday. She lives around 5 hours away from us, and she came as soon as my email went out to everyone. You see, baby boy, Aunt Nat has a boy of her own, and when she told us the exciting day he first began to ejaculate, well, what can I say? He took an interest in me. I think he was around 9. We had been talking for months, and one night I snuck into his room to show him what an adult mommy like me could really do. I kidnapped him and had my way with him. I tied him down and went absolutely crazy on that poor little boy's cock. He was yelling to stop. Why are you doing this? And so on, as most boys do. I sucked him dry, and when his little penis was sensitive and swollen from my mouth, I tied the base of his shaft with a piece of rope so his erection would stay. I got on top of him and rode his little red cock for hours and hours. He'd shake violently as he came in my pussy over and over. He'd pass out, only to be woken up again by how hard I was riding him. He was hospitalized later, and he was never the same again. Aunt Nat and I struck a deal that day. For doing what I did to her boy, she would be the first to have a go on you, before I did any training on you. She wanted to do to you what I did to her boy, and I fear much worse. So for the next 2 days, Aunt Nat will be taking good care of you. With that, you watch as your mommy leaves the milking room, you firmly tied to the table. You look around desperately, but all you can see is the towering, beautiful figure of Aunt Nat, who moves closer to you on the table. She has a beautiful smile on her face, and she suddenly locks lips with you, probing your mouth with her tongue. You reel back in confusion and try to mutter out, "Mummy, help! Mummy, please!" "Nah. Well, for the next few days, baby boy, I will be your mummy. And this won't do at all, having you all chained down to this table. That's no way to treat your baby boy." She starts to slowly remove the restraints, and for the first time in 2 days, you can fully move your limbs. "Come give Aunt Nat a hug." You tentatively move towards her, and when she suddenly grabs you and holds you close. "Oh, that's better. There, there, little man. You're safe with me. Gosh, you don't even seem 6 yet to me, and yet your naughty balls have started making that delicious milk. It seems your mommy and that bad lady Yuka have done quite a number on you already." She looks around to the room where Yuka is being held. "I think she'll come in handy a little later on. Now come on. Give Auntie a big kiss again as a thank you." You move tentatively toward her when she gently holds your head and gives you a passionate kiss, her tongue probing your innocent little mouth. Suddenly, you notice the sensation of 2 pellets in your mouth. You start to panic and try to draw back, but she won't let you. She holds your nose closed, forcing you to swallow the tablets, and when it's finally done, she stops kissing you and looks down at you with a dirty smile. "Oh, aren't you a little troublemaker? Do you know what that was? Well, you see, I had some special medicine made just for you. It's supposed to be for old men with troubles getting their members to harden. It's so powerful that you'll lose the ability to move, but increases the sensitivity of your pee-pee tenfold. And at your age, unless I give you the antidote, I don't think your penis will ever go soft." Mommy, what's happening?" you whimper out as your body starts feeling heavy. You begin to slump to the ground. You start feeling a warm sensation on your penis as you fall to the ground. "This is why I don't need ropes, dear. You just won't be able to move, baby boy." She positions your body on the ground with legs and arms together on either side and slowly crawls up from your legs to your little hard penis. She brings her mouth ever so close to the head of your penis and just blows on your penis.
No, stop. Why is it so tingly?
"See, dear, I didn't even do anything but blow some air, and it already is feeling good. So let me teach you about your little pee-pee. See this top bit that looks like a mushroom? Well, that's called the head of your penis. That's the most sensitive part in a boy. But right now it's covered by your foreskin, so let's fix that." Before you could say anything, she firmly grips your member and pulls down the foreskin to reveal your raw pink head. She moves her head ever closer to the glands and slowly breathes. Then she pokes her tongue out and gives your little penis a lick from the base to the start of the head. Your head goes white with pleasure and an electricity runs through your spine. "Nah, someone like that little lick. And it looks like the drugs are fully working. All right, then." She grabs your little body and tosses it on her shoulder and carries you to the cubicle that's attached to Yuka's prison.
Where are you taking me?"
you stammer out. "Well, baby boy, that bad, bad lady from last night and what I told you about a cum frenzy? Well, you see, she's going a little crazy inside her room without your cum. So I think it's about time we fed her. Wouldn't you agree? Before you can respond, she puts a little ball gag in your mouth and tightens it. There. Now no one can hear your whimpering but me. She replies with a devilish smile. Next, she finds a Teflon cloth and tightly pulls back your foreskin to expose the glands, tying the cloth around the base of your cute little penis. She opens the door to the cubicle, and to your horror, you see a little hole that has been carved into the wall. In front of the hole is a chair with shackles for legs, arms, and the head. I hope you realize what's about to happen to you, baby boy. She places your body in the chair and slowly begins to clasp all the restraints down. Once your head is secured in place, she dexterously moves towards your little tied penis and positions it in front of the opening. She removes the tiny ball gag.
Mommy, please no. I'll do anything for you. Just don't put it in that hole.
Anything, you say? But what if I really want to see your hypersensitive virgin pee-pee squirt out its boy milk?
But why?
Aw, you still don't understand, do you, little boy? I love milking little boys. I started when I was in high school. I'm sure your mom's told you some of the stories about herself. But you see, when I was in high school, I used to go to our preschool toilets and sneak into the bathrooms. And whenever a little preschooler came through to take a piss, I'd grab them and take them into the cubicle and milk them dry. Most were confused or passed out, but all of them asked the same question you did. Why? Well, the answer is that I've told all of them. I love little boys' cocks. So innocent, never having experienced the pleasures of women and the milk. Oh, my God, don't get me started. Though I have to say, 6 years is the youngest, even for me. She comes closer to your ear and whispers, "When I'm done with you, you won't be able to live without me. I will show you pleasure that your brain couldn't even begin to imagine. And in time, you'll realize how lucky you were to have had a mommy like me around." With that, she starts slowly kissing your supple little lips and slowly starts to move the chair forward. You start to panic, but she shuts you up by kissing you deeply. Finally, she stops and reinserts the ball gag, and then advances your small, erect little member through the hole. But she stops suddenly, only allowing your little glands and a small section of the shaft to poke through. You hear shuffled movement on the other side of the hall, and suddenly you feel the sensation of a panting mouth breathing on the glands of your penis. You see, baby boy, she's not sure if what we'd offer her is the same beautiful penis from last night. So she'll check you out slowly, and she'll know once she tastes your pre-cum. What's that? Well, it's not the white stuff that comes out, but suddenly a lapping sound is heard, and to your horror, a long, snaky tongue has started to trace its way around your glands. It feels like electricity. You want to scream, but the gag is stopping you. It just drips with saliva. My, my, it seems like she's started her work. Well, I'm going to go have some lunch, so I'll be back in a bit. She turns around and walks out. To your horror, each lick and lap is like an electricity traveling to your brain. The hypersensitivity would drive anyone mad. She keeps slowly licking around the glands, swirling her tongue around the entire head. She seems to be waiting for something. You hear yourself panting as her tongue laps again and again at the underside of your penis. Finally, a pearly drop of pre-cum dribbles out of your head. She stops lapping, stares at the drop as if looking at a treasure. Her long tongue expertly slides onto the glands to scoop out the single drop of precum. She reels back, and for a minute, your little penis is left untouched. You hear a loud thud on the other side, as if someone has slammed against the wall. Suddenly, your entire penis is engulfed in a warm prison of her mouth. She sucks with such incredible force, as if wanting the rest of your penis to poke through properly and begin her devilish milking. But your mommy would not allow it. You feel her becoming increasingly frustrated, so she begins to lap at the underside of your penis again and again and again, beginning slowly but increasing the pace with every lap. She twirls her tongue around your cock faster and faster with every passing second, and trying to wring every ounce of cum out. She attacks the urethral opening as if to question where the cum has gone, and then returns to assaulting the glands. You feel your balls tighten up and releasing your little member pulsating in her vicious mouth, but nothing comes out. Mommy had left you tied securely down to the chair, and the restraint around the base of your penis prevented any milk from being ejaculated. Instead, little pearly drops of precum would dribble out of your innocent little penis, only to infuriate Yuka more and more. Her sucking is unparalleled and relentless. Her mouth has formed a vacuum seal around the head of your cock as she attacks the glands again and again and again. The world around you starts to feel dizzy, and you start feeling a little faint. Your head slumps to the side, and suddenly your chair is yanked back, forcing glands out of her mouth and the demoness and into safety. You look down to see that your little penis is as hard as a rock, and the segment that went through the hole is a little redder. You see that she has returned from her short break. My, my, I was only gone for 10 minutes and you're already nearly broken. That won't do. That won't do at all. Mommy has some devious plans to end the day. What do you think I should do?
Mommy, my pee-pee hurts. Why did you... Mommy, I want to let the milk out. Please let me. It hurts so much.
Well, aren't you a naughty boy? All right, little one. Do you know what a vagina is and what it does?
No,
you mumble out. Oh, that's good to hear. She grabs your limp body from the chair and places you on the table that Mommy initially had you on. Now let me have a good look at your little member. She positions herself over your erect little cock and stares intently.
What are you going to do, Auntie?
She just smiles and brings her face closer to your raw little member. Then without warning, she swallows your whole cock from tip to base and tightens her lips down at the base. Your member is trapped within her mouth. And she starts lapping at the shaft with her tongue to make sure to spare the swollen red glands. She keeps running her tongue around the shaft and tracing all the way to just below the head of the cock. She increases the ferocity of each lap, one after the other, until the sucking becomes lightning quick. She sucks and sucks and sucks until finally you lose control and your little cock starts pulsating in her hot mouth trying to come.
Mommy, please, please, no more. Mommy, Mommy, I can't take it. I'm going to go crazy.
That's okay, my baby boy. You've been a very good boy so far. So I think it's time that I rewarded you. Suddenly, she gets on top of your waist, one leg on either side of your hips. She holds both your arms and legs in place. You look up to see her beautiful figure towering over you. Beautiful flowing hair, absolutely massive pair of breasts, slender thighs, and a perfect pink slit between her legs, overflowing with liquid. She spreads apart her pussy. See, baby? This is a vagina, or a pussy. Girls have this instead of having little peckers like you. When we get excited, we become wet, how I am now. As she says this, a strand of viscous liquid drops from her pussy onto your little cock. You see, baby boy, you've made me very happy, but you've made my pussy very, very hungry. And the only food it likes is a little sensitive virgin boycock like yours. That's right, baby boy. My pussy is gonna swallow you whole.
Mommy, please, no. Just let me come once and I'll be okay. Please, please don't eat my pee-pee.
Then with a wicked smile, she positions herself over your swollen little member. She places a syringe full of liquid on the side.
What is that?
Oh, don't worry, baby. It's just something to keep you awake. If you ever think it's okay to pass out from what I'm about to do to you. With that, she positions her dripping pussy just over your sensitive pink head and starts rubbing her slit back and forth. Are you ready, baby? 'Cause once I start, there's no stopping this.
Mommy, don't. Please don't swap.
She suddenly leans forwards and kisses your supple little lips, shutting you up before you could finish. At the same time, she slides down her hips, taking your sensitive little penis into her vagina in one stroke. She doesn't move. Instead, she continues kissing you until you can feel your little penis pulsating inside her again and again. My, you came just for me putting it in. Gosh, so tell me, baby boy, how's your first adult pussy taste? You blankly stare back at me. Oh, you better not have broken down already. I won't move unless you tell me, baby boy.
Hot, 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 melting, melt tight,
you manage to whimper out.
Aw, well, I'm glad to hear you love my pussy.
Well, then let's begin. She lifts up her hips again until your little member is almost all the way out. She presses your head into her lovely bosom, and then she starts moving her hips back down so that just the swollen, sensitive tip is trapped within her pussy. She hears you screaming under her breasts. She slowly pats your head. There, there. Now, who's my good boy? Then without warning, she starts shaking her hips up and down so that just the tip of your little cock is rubbed. She starts off slowly, ever so slowly, increasing the rhythm and pace of her hips. Gosh, I've missed this so much. Raping a little six-year-old cock, corrupting and messing you in such a way that you can never come for anyone but me. She slowly removes your head from her bosom to give you air and see you in tears.
Mommy, please get rid of the tie so I can come. Please, please, Mommy.
My, my, you want to come inside me without my permission? Now that right there is a naughty boy. And you know what naughty boys deserve? Punishment. And with that, she smothers you in her tits again, increasing the speed of her riding. You try to breathe, but her breasts are unrelenting. You try to ignore the sensation, but her pussy is slamming down onto your tip without mercy. Each time your head enters her wet hole, you feel faint, as if electricity is running into your brain. With each passing second, you slowly start feeling more and more faint. She lets you up for another bit of air, but this time she kisses you deeply while furiously riding your cock. It pushes you over the edge and your body starts convulsing as she feels your little member pulsating over and over again. My, 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 you look like you're about to pass out. We can't have that now, can we? While your little member is still pulsating, she presses down with her hips, taking your whole member in with no resistance. She reaches for the syringe and needle and injects the liquid into your arm. You feel a sudden rush and you're wide awake. Your head starts to pump faster and faster. Mommy, Mommy, what did you do to me? I feel... Aw, don't worry about it, little one. Just something to help keep you awake is all. But I can feel my heart racing. Well, that's because you're starting to realize how lucky you are to have a mommy like me. Don't worry, baby. I won't leave until I make this little penis all mine. With that, she lifts up her hips and begins attacking your glands again. No, Mom, not again. Before you can complain more, she kisses you while furiously shaking her wet, slippery hole over your sensitive little boy cock. All right, baby boy. Now I have a question for you. Do you want to let your baby milk out?
Yes.
Where do you want to let it out?
Inside Mommy's hole.
Oh, well, I'm flattered to hear that. But do you love me? Only boys who love their mommies get to come inside. With that, she slams her hips all the way down to the base of her cock and starts riding your cock properly. From the root all the way up to the tip, from the very start, she rides furiously, with each shake of her hips sending wave after wave of agonizing pleasure to you. Now, now, baby boy, and your little peepee has given me so much pleasure. So much, in fact, that Mommy will be coming soon. So I want you to repeat after me. She feels your cock convulsing under her shaking hips over and over as she rides you. If you can manage to say it, I will remove that pesky little tie that's stopping your boy milk from coming out. All right. So, I'm a little masochist boy with a little 6-year-old cock that's lucky to have such a beautiful mommy giving it so much attention. I love you and your pussy, and I will only ever come for you. Please let my little cock come inside your hot, wet, mature pussy. I'm a masochist little boy with a little cock, lucky to have such a mommy. With every broken little word, she increases the speed of her hips until finally she turns to you, saying while panting, "My, my, that wasn't right at all, baby boy. What am I going to do with? I love you and your old mommy. Please let me come." Those final words push her over the edge. She rides your hips so fast, unlike anything she's ever done before. She kisses you deeply and reaches down to the base of your cock to release the tie. "Mommy, love you," you keep repeating. She finally releases the tie and continues riding your little member. You don't say a word, but she suddenly feels your whole body convulse and your little member starts pulsating like never before. She slams down with her pussy and starts grinding back and forth with your cock. After a moment of peace, you yell, "Mommy," and start releasing white rope after white rope of cum deep inside her pussy. You fall forward and lock lips, and she slowly starts riding your spent little member as it pulsates and releases every drop of cum you have left. Oh, my, my, you look like you're completely spent. With that, she slowly lifts her hips and pussy up off your spent little member, finally dropping down. Gosh, I hope I didn't bully you too much. Now, whose little pecker am I holding here? It's yours, Mommy. It belongs to my beautiful mommy, and all the milk does too, you manage to mumble as a wave of relief washes over you. Oh, that's my good boy. I didn't think a little boy like you could be so naughty at a young age. Well, don't you ever forget who this little pecker belongs to. It's mine. You only come for me. Well, I think that's enough for today. You sigh a breath of relief when you realize the pleasure hell is finally over. You look up and you notice your mommy is still on top of you. Well, time to get off. She pretends to get off and falls directly onto you with her breasts covering your face. Before you can react or understand what's happening, she dexterously moves her fingers into a position on your little spent cock underneath her dripping hole. She slams down, taking the ultra-sensitive little penis all the way up her cunt. She smothers you with her breasts and begins riding your little cock furiously, top to bottom. Did you think I was done, baby boy? No. This little cock needs some discipline. She lifts up her breasts and begins kissing you, all while riding your cock furiously. Mommy, I love you. You manage to stammer out before slowly drifting off. You can still hear her riding your cock, and you feel as if your cock is pulsating before you slowly drift off. The last thing you hear is the sirens of an ambulance.